Jace Malcolm kept his eyes carefully focused on the battle monitors on board the bridge of the Aegis in the moments before the battle began. From the intercepted cipher transmissions, he knew the Empire was sending a fleet designed for a cowardly hit-and-run assault. Moff Nezra's capital ship, Extempus, a Delta-class carrier with a full complement of 24 interceptors, 2 dreadnoughts, and 3 destroyers. On the Republic side, Jace had called in all military vessels in the sector. 3 capital ships, including the Aegis, 4 hammerheads, 6 corvettes, and 4 support squads of 8 Thunderclap fighters. The Empire was outgunned by a greater than 3-to-1 margin. But Jace wasn't taking any chances. If the Ascendant Spear was with them, the Empire had the edge. He had already given the commanders of the other capital ships the order to concentrate their fire exclusively on the Spear the instant it dropped from hyperspace, hoping to inflict some significant damage before Carid could activate her shields. At the same time, the rest of his fleet would focus on the Extempus and the remaining Imperials. The monitor began to flash with Imperial vessels blinking into existence on the scanner as they dropped out of hyperspace. The hammerheads and corvettes opened fire on the enemy, but per Jace's orders, the capital ships held off, waiting for the Spear. The Extempus suffered several direct hits before its shields came up, giving it a momentary reprieve. A destroyer exploded as a lucky shot from one of the corvettes ruptured the hypermatter core. The other destroyers, the dreadnoughts and the carrier, managed to escape significant damage in the initial assault. Jace continued to stare at the screen, trying to will the Ascendant Spear to materialize. The Thunderclaps dived into the fray, 2 squadrons swarming the Extempus, while the other 2 each went for one of the dreadnoughts. The corvettes descended on the carrier, trying to disable it before it was able to deploy the interceptors in its hold.
Supreme Commander Jace,
Admiral Gorwin radioed from one of the other capital ships.
No sign of the Ascendant Spear. Permission to engage other targets.
Permission granted,
Jace growled, his hands gripping the arms of his command chair so hard his knuckles turned white. He turned to where Satil and Tepeth were standing in a corner of the bridge.
Darth Carid is coming,
the Jedi assured him.
We can't wait any longer, Jace replied. Not if we want to minimize Republic casualties.
He turned to the comm terminal that connected him to the other sections of the ship.
Concentrate fire on the Extempus. Make Nezer pay for what he did to Ruan.
The bridge of the Extempus was dark, lit only by the dim illumination of emergency lighting and the glow of the panels from the consoles that lined the perimeter.
We just lost the Dravilla,
his first officer informed him. Outside the viewing window, Moff Nezer could see the doomed destroyer as it was engulfed in a series of explosions.
Shield status, he demanded. Under 20%.
Nezer had come expecting a slaughter. He'd found one, but there was no denying he was on the wrong side. Even without the advantage of surprise, the Republic force he was facing would have crushed his fleet. But if he was going to die, it wouldn't be while attempting a retreat.
Set a course for the nearest orbital city. Full speed ahead!
The helmsman hesitated before a lifetime of Imperial training compelled him to obey the suicide order.
Aye, aye, sir.
If this was Nezer's final battle, he was going to take as many Republic lives with him as possible.